Listen to the conversation between a radio host and an education official and answer questions 1 to 8.
Good evening, and welcome to Tuesday's Tea Time Tittle Tattle. Here in the studio today, we have Dr. Bill Witherspoon of the Outer London Education Council. Thanks for coming today, Bill.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
A Mrs. Madge Bell has called in to ask which first type of school she should send her 13-year-old nephew to, and what information, if any, you can share with her. Actually, that call came all the way from Durban, South Africa, about 5 minutes ago. Over to you, Bill.
Well now, in Britain we have lots of very good schools, of which Eton near Windsor is my favourite.
Now, Eton has a long history, doesn't it, Bill?
Oh, yes. In 1440, Henry VI founded the King's College of Our Lady of Eton beside Windsor. And, a year later, the college in Cambridge, which was to be supplied with scholars from Eton. The school was to be part of a large foundation, which included a community of secular priests, 10 of whom were fellows, a pilgrimage church, and an almshouse. Provision was made for 70 scholars to receive free education.
So, how many boys are we talking about today?
At any one time, there are almost 1,300 boys in the school, almost all of whom joined the school at age 13.
And do they live in dorms?
Every boy at Eton has his own study bedroom. This is his own private zone that he can decorate as he pleases, within limits set by his housemaster, and where he can entertain friends, or exclude them if he wants a bit of peace and quiet. But beware, the boy's maid will be a great friend and ally if he plays his cards right, but will not take it kindly if his room is a perpetual tip.
And holidays?
All boys have the normal school holidays, but they can also go home or go out with their parents, with the housemaster's permission, whenever they are free from school or house commitments.
I'll stop you there, Bill. It's time for a commercial.